Maybe you have been told or thought to yourself, if I really trusted God, wouldn't I feel calmer? This is a true statement, but also there's some other things going on here that really isn't just about trusting or not trusting or fear and faith. Here's what I believe. I believe you're trying to cast out a spirit of fear with a body that is tired, overwhelmed, more than likely underfed, lived and survived through pain, possibly trauma, and also could be experiencing hormone fluctuations, depending on your age, like perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause, and you're doing everything you can to cast out the spirit of fear. Today, we're going to talk about the fear many Christians may have, but rarely say it out loud. I was recently on a consultation call, and I could hear her just voice of desperation. She had been told often that her fear, I'm saying this in quotations, only meant that she didn't trust in God and she needed to learn to trust Him. To that I say, yes, this is true. However, there are a lot of little choices, decisions, and healing moments that happen in the middle to be able to grow in trust with God. Not because He is not good or trustworthy on His part, but because we have to implement what Scripture teaches us about our thoughts and here, we have to understand how God designed our bodies to operate, meaning fear that protects versus the fear that prevents. You know, we think about scriptures like Romans 12:12, renew your mind, or Philippians 4:8, where it talks about to think about on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So let me just start with this. Fear does not always equal a lack of faith. Fear does not always equal failure. Fear does not always equal disobedience. And fear is often interpreted as spiritually, I must not trust God enough. I should be further along by now. Why do I still have fear? Well, we're never going to get rid of fear because fear is designed in our bodies, but it's how we operate and communicate and connect with fear that matters. One of the sickest times in my life, physically, emotionally, and I think probably even spiritually, even though I was growing some, but one of the sickest times is when my husband and I recently were in a church, and that was about over 4 years ago that we had left now, that taught on healing. It bypassed all the signals of the body and went straight to the mind. If I was sick in any capacity, it was because I wasn't believing God for it, and there was unbelief in my heart. So I kept plowing ahead. I was trying to disarm everything and anything that came by declaring my healing. But I never addressed anything that I was thinking, feeling, or experiencing because I was just taught that it was my flesh. There was this huge disconnection from my mind and my body, and that made me more sick. Like I was having like sores on my leg. Thinking, and I just kept like casting it out and being like, in the name of Jesus, you know, be healed or go away, whatever it was. Because in so many words, what I went through, what I experienced, didn't matter. Therefore, I didn't know how to change my language about my body or connect with my body, which really is connecting with the Lord, right? I just was in my mind doing everything I could. And this is really something I help women inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, because faith and the nervous system are deeply connected. So let's kind of get into this a little bit. Fear and trust live in different systems. So trust is based on belief, relationship, theology. Fear can be nervous system, memory, protection. You can trust God and still feel fear. Again, it's we cannot erase fear, but it's where that fear is in our life and the position of that fear. If you're trying to get rid of fear completely, you're going to be fighting a battle and feel so frustrated with yourself. Fear often means that your body learned something before your faith did. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When we think about scripture and a spirit of fear, let me just list out some things that a spirit of fear is. It's a posture of bondage. It's a pattern of intimidation. It's a life dominated by fear. Fear will rule your decisions, your identity, your direction. It's not about these momentary emotions that you may have or these pockets of fear. It's about who's in charge. So this is where a spirit of fear comes into play of, does it control my life? Does it constrain me? Does it isolate me? Does it convince you that God is unsafe or untrustworthy? And does it keep you from moving forward? That would be a spirit of fear. Fearful moments in past pain that are rooted in past pain are nervous system memories. They learn survival responses. They're protective. They're body-based reactions to reminders of danger. So this is going to show up as sudden anxiety, fear that doesn't make sense, especially if you've never had it before. In the consultation call that I was talking with my client that I mentioned earlier in this episode, if you have suppressed your feelings and emotions for a long time, intrusive, irrational thoughts can come up. Sudden anxiety you can experience. You can experience things in your bodies that you've never really experienced before. Your body's communicating and it's asking us to help. But this is, to me, where the Lord comes in. Because if I am safe with God, I want to practice being safe in my body, not in control of my body, but being safe with the Lord in my body. That means I can have fearful sensations and still be walking in trust with the Lord. Because fear can show up as hypervigilance, shutting down, bracing for the worst. And I think that this is where many people get stuck because they understand it intellectually, but they still feel afraid in their bodies. Again, awareness can help, but awareness alone doesn't retrain fear. And that's kind of what my client was recognizing is she was praying all these prayers and she was ignoring these facts and these things that her body was communicating and she was running from herself, which in turn she recognized she was running from God. This is the kind of gap that we work through inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, and one-on-one coaching. So we kind of live in this tension. So fear can be interpreted as failure, which is shame. Then we have shame, which gets us more fearful. And more fear then says less trust is felt. So something that I really kind of want to leave you with today, stop measuring your trust by how calm you feel, because calm can come with the Lord. Again, yes, if we are in a constant state of stress, anxiety, he tells us to cast our anxious feelings, our thoughts on him, right? He tells us to pick up his yoke because it is light. His burden is easy. And so it's clear about what we're picking up that we can get to that place. But there's things that have happened to you in between getting there. And that's not to say that your life is never going to experience that again. So we want to stop measuring our trust by how calm you feel. So trust is not measured by the absence of fear. It's measured by who you turn to when fear shows up. You're not failing God. Your fear does not scare him. And your trust grows through presence, not perfection. Your goal is to not get rid of fear, but I want you to recognize, is this a spirit of fear? Or is this fear pockets that my body has learned that I am trying to cast out this spirit of fear with a body that is tired, overwhelmed, overrun, probably underfed, like I shared earlier, that has lived and survived through pain and possibly trauma? We cannot pray away our dysfunction. We cannot pray away our own habits that we continue to live in and create. So today, I want you to ask yourself, am I measuring my trust based on how I feel? Trust is not measured by the absence of fear. It's measured by who you turn to when the fear shows up. You're not failing God for having fear. Is it a process of trust? Yes. Is healing a process? Yes. But we also have to experience things in our body and learn how to manage our mind and understand just the way God created us so that we can continue to move through scripture in a healthy way that connects our mind and our body. Most importantly, it's connecting us to the Lord. Because if we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be listening to what's going on in our temple, right? If this episode just helped you see fear differently, but you still feel stuck inside, again, that's not a sign you need more willpower. Maybe it's just a sign that this work needs support. Inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, we don't just talk about faith. We retrain your mind, help you listen to your body and the beliefs that block your peace. If you're ready to move forward from understanding to really just embodying trust, head to the link in the show notes. Go to jessicahoddle.com/heal. Again, jessicahoddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L, where you'll be able to sign up, get started, and get connected back to God and back to your body. Your fear doesn't scare him, and he is a safe place to land. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.